Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, everyone, beloved guys and goddesses. Happy Ascension Day, and all we call it Ascension. Well, anyway, happy Easter to everyone.
I'm here.
So, you don't have to hear me. Okay, so everyone, I just want to let you. I need somebody who's on the call. If you hear me, just tell me,
text me,
or just raise your hand. And if you can hear me, then and you can hear us, then we're good to go. We're kind of doing something different right now. So whoever is on this line on Blog Talk, please raise your hand so I know that you can hear us. Interesting. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna call on someone, guys. This is 520 ending in 2011. Can you hear us? Okay. Hello?
I don't hear anybody.
Okay.
I think this. You got to plug it in there.
No. I think here. Hello. Can you hear us? Hello?
Nope, nothing.
All right, that's interesting that we can't hear you guys. And everything is connected over here on our side. So do me a favor, anyone, if you can't hear us, please text me on my phone.
Unplug it in here.
I can't because then I need to connect over here, and that won't work either.
Sure.
Okay, sure. Oh, we hear you. Vivian says we hear you. Thank you, Viv. Okay, we'll get to go then.
All right.
So we're kind of in a situation where we're both Julia and myself are talking, and I'm glad that Viv, I appreciate you letting us know that you can hear us pretty well. Okay, so I'm going to have Julia say hello. So I want to make sure that everybody can hear Julia too. Go ahead, Julia.
Okay. Can everybody hear me? Vivian, can you hear me as well?
Yipper, she said. Okay, but thank you. Appreciate
it. Okay.
Guess
so.
Okay. Well, today we're going to have a very staticky. I'm not coming along. Okay. Well, that's okay. Hey, Denise. It's all right, because Jerea is going to be the one that's going to be speaking anyway. So Jerea today is going to be a show call. So tell everybody why we're here, because we're in the ER with a friend.
Yeah, we're in the ER at a hospital with a friend.
So that's why we're going to make it a short call.
That's why it's going to be a very short call.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to let you go ahead and take over.
Okay.
Okay, so you put that on your other ear. And you know what to do. Happy Easter to everybody.
Okay, so happy Easter, everyone. And I was asked to give a little explanation about Easter.
You and your dad.
Me and my dad.
Mm-hmm.
As to the reality of what really occurred on Easter. And, of course, I mentioned before that when the Romans would crucify Christians, they did it on a pole instead of a cross.
Okay, I think we've heard this a million times already, that you would do
some
that.
Haven't.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. So, when Christ was put in the tomb, when he lowered his metabolism on the pole, and they took him down from the pole and they put him in a tomb, because they assumed he was dead, but he wasn't. He lowered his body functions to that of a dead person, and with their crude, checking the body, they couldn't to detect any life signs. So they assumed he was dead. So they put him in a tomb and then put a stone, rolled a stone onto it. And then, about 3 days later or so, he woke up and he rolled the stone away himself and walked out. And then, of course,
Is that his ascension?
No. That's just waking up.
Well, his waking up in a light body means he's ascending.
Well,
basically in body.
He was still in his body.
Right. Just like when we go into fifth ascend, fifth dimension,
right.
We'll be in our fifth body.
Right.
That same thing with him.
Okay, so.
You should explain that for us.
Yeah, okay, so he would step forth from this vessel into a fifth density body and went on from there and showed himself to the disciples and to a few others that he was alive. And, of course, they took it that he had arisen. He didn't let them think otherwise. He just told them, I left the tomb. And that's what he did.
Who was there?
Huh?
Who was there for him?
After he left the tomb?
Mm-hmm.
After he left the tomb, he met with Mary Magdalene and Mary. And then, of course, he also met with the disciples. Shortly after that. And so he went ahead and he was doing teaching more to the disciples, his followers, and continued doing that. So the period of time is controversial as to the time frame that he remained on the surface of the earth before his ascension.
Full ascension
into a starship. So some say it was 30 days, some say it was 40.
Some say it was
3 days before he did his ascension. But it was longer than that. And then, of course, when he ascended, he also told them that he would be returning again at a later time.
And?
Which he did.
Which is when?
Which is in this time area.
Q.
So, and he did return to the surface of Earth in the incarnate of Q. So,
how about we bring your dad to?
Huh?
We have a few minutes, so how about we bring your dad to?
I've been asked to bring my father through.
Because we have a short call.
So, the next voice you hear will be my father. Beloved gods and goddesses, happy what you term Easter. Also understand, though, that the celebration of Easter is there's a Christian version of the Easter, and then there's the reality of Easter. So understand that Yeshua, or Jesus, as you term him, did not die at the crucifixion. He simply lowered his metabolism to that of a dead man. They took him down from the pole, and they put him in a tomb, assuming he was dead. But he was not. He was simply asleep. And when he was awoken, he got up and he simply rolled the stone away by the power of telekinesis.
Excuse me.
Hmm?
If he was able to do that as a human in 3D, one would not be able to do that. So if he woke up, that must have been that he actually moved into a light body.
Could say that.
That's the reason why he glowed, is what we see, what we know. So you'll have to kind of explain that whole scenario if you will, Zara. Because they can't hear me, really.
I know. So his body did glow, of course.
So that meant?
That meant that he was in a five-density body.
So it wasn't that he was sleeping.
Well, he woke up in a five-density form.
Okay.
And
is this the way that we are going to have? Is that going to be the same way for us, right?
Yes, of course.
So maybe that's a good thing to talk about.
Yes. When you ascend,
just like Jesus,
right? Yeshua did. You will be stepping from a third density body into a full fifth density body.
That is still human.
But it's still, yeah, still in this realm.
Right.
But also understand that not only are you stepping into a fifth density body, which is also much higher than third density, you will simply be what you call, a lot of people won't actually be able to see you because of the density, differences in density. From fifth density as opposed to third density, people that are in third density will not be able to, their vision will not be able to see you.
Well, we know Q, and we could see him in third density, in body.
Yes.
So he's not fully ascended.
If he was in full fifth density, you wouldn't be able to see him.
Okay.
But also understand that
disciples could
because they were on this, in the same wavelength.
Same frequency.
Yeah, same frequency. That's why they could see him. So a lot of controversy going on there as to what really occurred at the resurrection.
In the Christian world.
In the Christian understanding. Understand that the Christians still are under the impression that Yeshua was crucified on a cross. And of course, that's not true. But the reason that it was put in the Bible as a cross instead of a pole was because the King James was what you call a religious person, Catholic, of course, but he was still religious. And he's the one that brought in put in the Bible that it was a cross. But that's irrelevant. What's important is that Christ or Jesus or Yeshua ascended after the 3 days. He went into a fifth density body, and he taught his disciples more before sending them out. And also he became very close to the one called Mary Magdalene. And they were what you call, became a couple. Understand that marriage in the Hebrew understanding. It has nothing to do with rings or anything of that nature. You stay together as long as you both shall love one another. That's a true marriage, not a ring. But understand that the, and also the American Indians are the same way. They, when they marry, you are married as long as you both shall love one another. And that's true marriage.
Zora?
Yes?
Could you talk more about ascension and how we become immortal at the point of...
You're already immortal.
No, but we don't get it, right? Because we're in 3D.
You're in third density.
Right.
And you don't... The concept of immortality eludes you.
No, right. We don't believe it because for the most part...
Because you've been taught otherwise.
No, because the body then, in 3D, that body does... It goes into ashes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why people can't believe that we're going to be moving into 5D density with the same body, except that it's all light.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I need for you to explain to people.
When you step into full fifth density...
From this body.
From this body.
That...
It is what you call transformed.
Into immortal tech.
It is transformed into fifth density.
Which is an immortal body?
Well, you're already immortal, but you...
No, it's not immortal because this body in 3D, Zora, disappears. It goes into ashes.
Goes into what?
Ashes. Into ashes. When people, in the term death, people go die...
If they're cremated, they go into ashes,
yes. Anybody that dies in this density dies, and the body decays and is... moves into ashes. That's 3D.
It's 3D understanding.
Okay, so we go into ashes then. Okay, so go back to being in, we're in ashes now, right? But then our spirit, right?
Spirit goes on, of course.
Into 5D.
Into fifth density.
Right.
Not...
But
5G.
But this is different this time around.
Of course.
So tell the difference, please.
The difference is that you...
Before and after. 3D and 5G. In this, yeah, please. This is all about immortality and that we are eternal. In essence, whether we die or not, we still will be moving in spirit to fifth density.
Yes.
So go ahead and kind of explain the two, if you will.
You will move into fifth density upon your ascension.
Just like
Yeshua or Jesus did himself.
At his resurrection.
At the rising,
right.
So understand that the Bible explanation of Easter, but the awakening and coming forth. It was misconstrued in the Bible.
You're talking about the resurrection?
Yes. Misconstrued historically.
Because they're not good. They can't listen. They can't hear me, Zora.
I know. It was misconstrued. Misinterpretation. That's what it's called. Misinterpretation. Of the reality of what occurred at the time of the crucifixion of Christ and his resurrection and his life after the time. Now, when Jesus, which you term as ascended into the ship. He returned after that and had a family with Mary Magdalene, became his mate. And they did have some children. Now, this is not spoke of in the Bible because it wasn't meant to be in the Bible. The description of the crucifixion and resurrection in King James Bible was so, what you call, common, I guess you might say, but it was a lot more complicated than what it is, what it seemed.
Right, it can't hear me.
Well,
you better let them know a little bit about what's going on. Definitely we're going to have a real short call. We'll have another regular call this week.
Yes, we will have another regular call.
Because we're in the ER right
because
now.
Because we're in the hospital ER right now.
With a friend.
With a friend.
We're taking care of right now.
Which we're taking care of.
So that's
so right. Our thoughts are with her right now as well. It was an unforeseen thing. She tripped and fell during the rainstorm.
Zora, we don't have to go into that, please.
Well, it's just you wondered why we're here.
No, we don't. Right. Okay. So anyway, so let's make this short and sweet.
So
I think this whole thing is about the resurrection. We already know about his crucifixion and being nailed. We just want to understand the concept of ascension.
The concept
his
rising.
And then I'm gonna go now.
His concept of rising was the concept of rising was miraculous, to say the least.
Well, I'm also gonna be the same way with us.
Oh yes, it's going to be the same way with all of you. Indeed. So many of you, a lot of you are Christians out there, and a lot of you were taught differently than what I'm telling you, what really occurred at the time of Yeshua's crucifixion and resurrection. Now, his resurrection did come in 3 days, and his ascension, after his ascension into the clouds, into the ship, he did return after that, which he began his other existence on earth, traveling to Tibet, traveling to the Americas and things of that nature, and also having a small family with Mary Magdalene. So all of that is not in the Bible, but it is the truth of what happened to him. But as far as the resurrection, what we need to understand was his body went into a state of suspended animation upon entering the tomb. So that's why the ones who took him down from the cross assumed that he had perished, that he was gone. And, of course, once he came out of the suspension and suspended animation, he stepped into a fifth density form and continued on his ministry with the disciples and with the others. So there seems to be a lot of discrepancy as to the reality of what occurred when Christ arose. And that is just the way that I explained is the way that it, what really occurred. So he did not die on a cross. You need to get that through your understanding. If you look in the history books of the Roman Empire, when they crucified people, they crucified them on poles, not on crosses. It was King James that brought in the cross part. But that's irrelevant. What you want to understand is the rising of Christ, walking out of his tomb in 3 days. He did say before his crucifixion that he would be brought into subjection under the rulers, and he would be crucified, and he would rise on the third day, which he did do. And of course, that was a wondrous thing to occur. And of course, the disciples and Mary Magdalene and Mary met Christ on the road outside of Jerusalem, and also they met with the other disciples. And of course, he showed them the wounds in his hands and feet. And Thomas, of course, was doubting it, so he allowed him to put his fingers into the holes on the hands and the feet, and to prove to him that he was real, which he did. But understand, the real meaning of Easter has nothing to do with a bunny and the eggs at all. That's what you call a mythical thing, but it's actually the resurrection of Christ, celebration of that, and the reality of his resurrection. Now you know what really occurred, and you take it to whatever understanding you deem right, and so you can go with the interpretation of the Bible if you wish. That's up to you. But I have just given you the reality of what really occurred, and of course, you accept that or reject it. It's totally up to you. It makes no difference to me. But also understand that now that you know the truth, now that you know that he did not perish upon his crucifixion, simply went to sleep, awoken 3 days later and walked out of the tomb, fulfilling the prophecy that he would rise again in 3 days. So take it for what it is, the reality, the truth of it. I'm not going to do what is termed as to tell you untruths, because it is not right to have that happen. So, yes, Christ was crucified on a pole. He did rise after 3 days to fulfill prophecy. And then, of course, he did ascend into the clouds into a ship. A little bit later past that time, he returned back to earth, took onto him Mary Magdalene as a mate, and gave birth to children, a few, and lived out his life accordingly. So, but he was still the Son of God, regardless. Just as you are gods and goddesses also. So, I don't think there's any time to do what is termed as question and answer, but and of course, I do not know how to traverse this computer to allow someone to ask a question. I don't know how that works. Primitive technology. So, I would do what is done as to bid you farewell and let you continue celebrating your Easter holiday according to how you see fit. But also understand that I'm happy that I was able to bring forth the reality of what occurred at the time of the crucifixion and the resurrection. So now you know that Yeshua was more than what you would term as mortal. He was immortal, of course. And of course, you yourselves are immortal too, only you don't know it. But, so, we should do what is termed as to end this call. We will have another call later on in the week due to the complexity of where we are at now. We're in a hospital and people are sitting around watching us, wondering what is going on. But so we will keep, we will shorten this call. And Quasar will give you another newsletter stating when the next call will be. Sometime during this week, and we shall go from there. So I wish you all what you've termed as, and I bid you all, what a wondrous, glorious, and loving day it is. And namaste to all of you. And we have completed this call. I hope it was helpful and informative for you and also gave you a new insight as to the event of Easter, which is called and the resurrection of Christ and things of that nature. So, I do not know how to end this call. Does anyone know how to end this call? Let's see. Let's see if I can find out how to end this thing. Episode. I bid you all farewell and have yourself a wondrous, glorious, and lovely day. And farewell.